You know, Wittenberg, like we said last week, had become this kind of an image for everybody, but they were in a dark time. The year was 1527. Plague struck the city of Wittenberg. And the Luthers, Martin and Katie, they had been living in Luther's old cloister. That's the place where all the monks would live since they were married. The monks had moved out. The Luthers moved in. It was a big house, and the Luthers didn't fill it all yet. So they opened it up as a hospital. And you can kind of see Katie tending to the sicknesses of the people, probably pouring beer down their throats, and Martin preaching the gospel of the resurrection in Christ. But tragedy would strike the Luthers that year because the plague would take the life of their daughter, Elizabeth, who was not 9 months old. Martin was devastated, but yet his faith was sure. And it was actually during this tragedy and his grief and his sorrow that he wrote the famous hymn, A Mighty Fortress is Our God, based on Psalm 46. He was quite distraught, but yet you can still feel the strength of his faith through that hymn. That's still today. Patrick Hamilton was a Scottish reformer. He had turned to the doctrine of Luther. He found it to be in line with God's word. And being on the faculty of St. Andrew's University, this is a big deal. He was in Scotland, and when he was found out to be a Lutheran, he was put in a churchly court. He was convicted, and he was sentenced to death. He was killed. Hamilton actually became the first martyr to bear the name Lutheran. It was kind of interesting. As well, Albrecht Dürer, if you guys know him at all, you can see an etching of one of his works in my office of the praying hands. He died this year as well. His work was just incredible. It encouraged piety in so many people. And it continues to inspire people today. The Muslims were pounding at the gates of Vienna, threatening to destroy everything in their path unless the Viennites would turn and convert to Islam. And thankfully, the empire rebuffed the Turks and kind of sent them back on their way. But at the same time, the Turks would remain a threat over the empire for many, many years. It was often said you just didn't know if you went to sleep if you would wake up with a Turkish knife at your throat. The entire world was going crazy. And what Luther wanted to try to set things right was a church council. Remember, we talked about this. It wasn't going to happen for a while, but Melanchthon and Luther got called to Marburg, and Luther thought this might be the first step. This is on the western side of Germany. He went over to meet with Ulrich Zwingli. Remember, we talked about him a couple weeks ago, this priest who said that all the sacraments were just symbols, but he still wanted to aid Luther in the Reformation. He kind of looked at him. It was a little bit of hero worship. The story goes that Luther heard Zwingli out, and there was a lot that they agreed on. I mean, after all, they were both out of the Roman Catholic Church. Of course, there's a lot. They realized that Rome had gone too far and needed to be brought back to the Word of God. And as Luther listened to Zwingli, the story goes that he puts this napkin over his hand and a knife in one of them and just starts doodling on the table with the knife into the wood. And Zwingli just kind of kept talking, and finally he asked Luther if he thought that they could join together, if they could be reformers together. And Luther theatrically pulls the napkin back off of his hands and reveals, carved into the words, Hoc est corpus meum, which is Latin for, this is my body. If Zwingli, in Luther's mind, wouldn't believe Jesus' plain words, then he said, we are of a different spirit, and we will not work together. It's kind of amazing, isn't it, when you think about that? Everything that Luther was going against, you guess he would have all the allies he needed, but yet he knew the only true ally he needed was God. The Anabaptists never forgave Luther for this. though they have been, through the centuries, trying to co-opt Luther's theology and kind of take him for their own gain. And this is why the reason why so many of the Anabaptists had Luther festivals or Reformation festivals this last year, because they tried to claim Luther for their own. So that didn't work out. Another invitation was issued. The emperor said that he was going to hear the theology of Luther in a town called Augsburg in 1530. In Wittenberg and other cities, leaders of the empire, they were all invited to present their theology and make their case. Melanchthon, remember him, started preparing a document which would come to be called the Augsburg Confession, a document that still today is foundational, and it's the first confession of Lutheran theology outside of the Word and the Creeds. And Luther approved what Melanchthon wrote, and it was sent to those who would go to Augsburg, and they approved. And so on June 25th, John the Steadfast, George, the Margrave of Brandenburg, Ernest, the Duke of Lüneburg, Philip, the Landgrave of Hesse, John Frederick, the Duke of Saxony, Francis, Duke of Lüneburg, Wolfgang, Prince of Anhalt, the Senate and the Magistracy of Nuremberg, and the Senate of Rutlingen, these men went before the emperor, and they presented their theology. And as they did so, they went to him and knelt down, and literally bared their necks. They took off their cloaks, they took off their scarves, and they presented their necks to the emperor, saying that they would rather lose their life than forsake the one true faith. These brave men then waited, necks bared, for the emperor to make his decision. We'll hear what that was next week. I gotta keep you guessing, right? Let's pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank and praise you for feeding us the life-giving body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Send your Holy Spirit that having with our mouths received the Holy Sacrament, we may by faith obtain and eternally enjoy your divine grace, the forgiveness of sins, unity with Christ, and life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in his peace.